Let's get ready. So, lay down, close your eyes, get comfortable, relax, just focus on my voice, and let's begin. And because I really like that induction, I'm going to use my blanket. So just imagine, while you're laying down, that I'm taking a really thick, really soft, really warm, weighted blanket, a really heavy blanket, and then I begin to pull it over your body. And I start with your feet. Feel how I pull the heavy blanket over your feet. And feel how it touches your feet. How warm it is. How soft it is. How heavy it is. And then feel your feet. How they become heavy. How they begin to relax. How they feel safe under the warm, comfortable blanket. And just relax. And feel your feet. Growing so heavy as all your muscles just let go, as all your nerves just shut down, and as you begin to sink into a comfortable state of relaxation for me. And that's right. And now feel. Feel as I pull the blanket slowly up your legs, slowly up over your ankles and up your legs. And you feel the heavy blanket holding your body down. So heavy, so warm, so comfortable as I pull it up further and further. Relaxing your lower legs, making them so heavy, so comfortable as you relax, as you sink down. That's right. And I pull the blanket up. Up over your feet, over your knees, and you feel it. You feel your lower legs completely relaxing. You feel your feet growing so heavy, so completely heavy and peaceful and relaxed, completely shutting down. As I pull the blanket up further and further, your muscles just letting go, just hanging on the bones. Limp and loose and completely relaxed. As you sink deeper and deeper, as you relax more and more, and I pull it over your waist. You feel your legs completely relaxed. You feel the relaxation entering your torso, relaxing your lower back, your abs just melting, relaxing and letting go. So heavy, so comfortable. As you sink deeper into the comfort, deeper into relaxation, just letting go. And I pull the blanket further up over your body, over your chest. And maybe you can feel how with every gentle breath in, you're breathing in relaxation. And with every exhalation, you're letting go of all residual tension in your body, sinking a little bit deeper with every breath, letting go more and more as you feel your entire body growing so heavy, so comfortable, so relaxed. And then I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your arms relaxing. Your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your hands, your fingers and thumbs up to the fingertips, completely heavy and relaxed, covered by the blanket, so warm, so comfy, so wonderful. And finally, I pull it up over your shoulders, and you feel your shoulders relaxing, your neck relaxing. And even though I leave the blanket there, covering your body, making you feel so safe, so comfortable, so relaxed, feeling the warmth, the heaviness of the blanket, feeling so wonderful. And even though I don't pull it any further, you feel the heaviness flowing up through your neck, into your head, beginning to fill your head, relaxing your face, and pushing against your brain, You can feel the heaviness weighing down on your brain so comfortably, so wonderfully, as if a deep sleepiness and heaviness is coming over your brain. The heaviness begins to seep into your thoughts, making them so heavy, feels so good. And I'm sure you know exactly the feeling when you're so sleepy, so completely comfortable, the entire body so heavy, so warm, feeling so good, just wanting to relax, just wanting to let go of your thoughts, letting them drift. And right here you can just let go of your thoughts. Just focus on my voice and follow my voice. It's all you have to do as you relax deeper and deeper, because you know my voice will guide you, will lead the way. There's nothing for you to do. Just follow along and enjoy, feeling warm and heavy, relaxing, drifting, falling, sleeping, letting go. And while you sink down deeper and deeper with every word I say, just imagine something very special, because you are here today to experience being prey, but not just being prey, being a very special prey. But let's begin with a general mindset. Now I want you to imagine something. Imagine that you were prey, maybe just a tiny field mouse. Can you imagine it? It's so different from your normal human experience. We don't have to worry about prey. We know we are the ultimate predator. But imagine you were just a little field mouse. Imagine you were prey. And you would know that there are predators out there. And whenever you're out and about, you would have to be careful. You would have to be aware. Because if a predator catches you, that's it for you. There's no fight. You are prey. And as prey, there's nothing you can do against a predator. Now, imagine the mindset. Imagine having to live your life always being aware of your surroundings. Always being careful. Always looking out for predators. Now, just feel it, just experience it, the uncertainty, knowing that you have to be careful, knowing that you have to be on the lookout, knowing that you always have to be ready to flee, to run for your life. Now, imagine that you are a slightly different kind of prey, for a slightly different kind of predator. The predator that doesn't want to eat you. The predator that wants to dominate you. That wants to control you. And you're exactly that kind of prey. Just imagine it and experience it. Imagine there's a predator out there that when it catches you, when the predator catches you, then you are helpless. Then your only natural instinct is to submit, is to surrender. But imagine that it's even deeper, because you are prey. It's not like the human decision to submit. More like your existence, your natural instinct, when you're getting caught by the predator, you have to submit. It's not like you want to do it, or it's not what you decide to do. It's what your instincts force you to do. Now, imagine that you're that kind of prey, because in a little bit you're experiencing being exactly that kind of prey. Imagine always having to be on the lookout for the predator that wants to dominate you, that wants to control you, that wants to make you theirs. That's right. Can you imagine how it would feel if you'd always had to be careful, always had to be on the lookout, always had to be alert and ready to run, ready to flee, because you know when a predator catches you, there's nothing you can do. There is no fight against the predator. There's only surrendering. So you always have to be aware. You always have to know what's going on around you. Always be on the lookout. And always be ready to run away if you ever meet a predator. Just feel it. Feel the mindset. Feel the awareness. And while you feel it, imagine yourself on a really beautiful, sunny, wonderful day, taking a stroll through a forest. And it's really wonderful. It's sunny, it's nice, it's warm. And you're just enjoying yourself. Maybe even enjoying yourself so much that you don't really be, that you're not really aware what's going on around you. Maybe having a little bit too much fun, but it's such a beautiful day, and it's so beautiful out there, and so nice. And while you walk through the forest, suddenly you freeze, and you feel a cold chill running down your spine, because a few meters away, you see me, a predator. You freeze for a moment like a deer in the headlights. Fear paralyzing you. The sudden shock that you really encounter a predator. The sudden realization that it's true. And then you start running. You start running through the forest as fast as you can. You start running for your life. You start running away. Dashing through the forest, and you hear me coming after you, following you, running after you, and you run. You feel your heart pounding, you feel the fear, you know you have to get away. You are fleeing on instinct, you run as fast as you can, your heart is pounding as you run through the forest, as you see the trees whipping past you, and you hear me coming after you, you hear me drawing closer. You almost feel my hot breath on your neck. Or you imagine you can do as you run away, as you run away, as you try to escape, but I get closer, I draw closer. You can hear me getting closer, you can feel me getting closer. You can feel me directly behind you. You can almost feel the warmth of my body as I come closer, as you run for your life. And then I jump you and wrap my arms around you, pulling you down to the ground. And it's almost as if it's happening in slow motion as I pull you down, as you lose your balance, as we fall. And while we go down, I wrap my legs around you too, holding you in my arms. And we fall to the ground and roll a few times, and then you're caught. And then, while we're still rolling, you realize what's happening. Your brain realizes what's happening. And your other instinct kicks in, from submit or flight to just submit. It's the only chance that's left to you. And you feel it. You feel me. You feel the warmth of my body. You feel the desire to surrender. You feel the need to surrender, your natural need. Even while we're still rolling, even before we're coming to a halt, you feel your instincts kicking in. Feel weak, you feel vulnerable, you feel controlled, you feel that you have to surrender, all your instincts kicking in, completely clouding your mind. And then we're lying on the ground, we stopped, and I hold you for a moment, just holding you, my arms and legs wrapped around you, and you know you've been caught, and you can feel your instincts, you can feel your mind spinning, and then I let go of you. Just letting go of you. And you lay there for a moment while I stand up before you. And then instinctively you get on your knees as you look up at me, as you look up at your predator. You feel a mix of fear, submission. Devotion is almost as if in this instant, when you have been caught, you have imprinted on me, imprinted on your predator. Feel the control, feel the submission as you look up at me, and I stretch an arm down, come close to you, and scratch your head, and tell you that you are now my little prey. I caught you, and now you are mine. And you feel every word resonating in your mind, resonating in your spirit, and you know it's true. You know you've been caught. You know you're prey. Feel a weird mix of sensations. All at once, you feel weak, you feel vulnerable. You feel at the same time submissive, you feel good. You know that you're in your place. Even though you're scared, even though you feel weak, even though you feel vulnerable, you know that you've been caught, that you're my prey. That's right. While I look at you, while I smile down at you and tell you, such a good prey. I found such a cute prey. I'm going to keep you, my little prey. You are mine, my little prey. And I scratch your head again before I have you stand up, wrap my hand around the back of your neck, holding you and leading you with you and taking you with me because you are now mine. And right now, just let the fantasy fade into darkness, but keep the emotions. As a matter of fact, as the fantasy fades away, you feel the emotions growing stronger, growing more intense, growing more overwhelming, feeling so good, so intense, feeling completely like prey, completely vulnerable, completely controlled, knowing that you are completely in the hands of your predator. And yet feeling good, feeling submissive, feeling so good with your predator, knowing that you're their little prey, knowing that it's right. And from now on, you can experience that whenever you either tell yourself, I am prey, I have been caught, or, especially for those who play with me, if I call you my little prey. Of course, you can give this trigger to anybody else you want, and it will have the same effect. And this trigger will, no matter if I or anybody else uses it, only work if it's safe and comfortable for you. And that's right. And should at any time while you're in prey mindset, anything happens that's really negative or bad for you, you will instantly revert to normal. And this trigger, if you want it, will now be deeply embedded in your mind. So just enjoy the sensation for a little bit longer. Just feel like the prey that's been caught, that has completely imprinted on their predator, that's completely in the power of their predator, controlled by their predator, feeling this mix of sensations, feeling completely helpless because you know you're just prey. There's nothing you can do against your predator. Feeling so vulnerable, maybe even a bit scared because you are just prey. And yet at the same time, feeling this wonderful submission to your predator. You have been caught and your instinct to submit has kicked in. It's a natural instinct. It's so strong and so amazing. It's much stronger than any human decision to submit. It's a natural instinct, like hunger, like thirst. It completely controls you, that completely drives you, and that feels so incredibly amazing. And whenever you say to yourself, I am prey, I have been caught, or if I or anybody you allow to use this trigger calls you my little prey, you will instantly go back into this mindset. As long as it is safe for you. That's right. And now just allow this trigger to sink deeply into your mind, be deeply inscribed in your mind so that whenever you use it or it's used on you, you will vividly and strongly feel it. And of course, like every trigger, this trigger is growing stronger every time it's used or you use it. Because every time you're practicing it, you will get better at it and you will feel it even stronger, even more vividly. You will feel like helpless prey. You will know that you've been caught. There's nothing you can do. You will be completely in the control of your predator, completely at the mercy of your predator, and there's nothing you can do. And now, just leave these emotions, this trigger, behind you for a while, and just enjoy a blank mind. And I'm going to scratch you for a little bit now. Just imagine I'm holding you and scratching you. Feel me scratching your head, knowing that you're completely safe, knowing that you just enjoyed a wonderful fantasy. Scratchy, scratchy, scratch, as you slowly leave it behind. Scratchy, 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 knowing you can feel it whenever you want. Scratchy, scratchy, scratch. Good. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and you will slowly come back to a waking state. And with every number, the trigger will sink deeper into your mind as you come back to your waking awareness. So get ready to wake back up again. 1, slowly coming back. 2, feeling the trigger deeply integrating with your mind. 3, becoming a part of you. 4, as you wake up. 5, and you're already halfway there, feeling good, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful. 6, as you drift further upwards, you feel your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your normal vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Oh, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back.